Sport on RTE Radio 1.
You're welcome back. Darren Frehill is here now with the sport. League of Ireland action last night.
Yeah, we're going to start there. Joan and Dundalk, who were in top flight not so long ago, are battling it out in the first division of the SSE Electricity League this season, and they're going really well. Another big win for them. Longford Town 4-1 at Oriel Park, so they're 6 points clear at the top of the table. Second place Cove ensure that gap is still only 6 points with a 4-0 win over Wexford. Third place Bray came from behind. They equalised late in the game to draw 2-2 with Finn Harps, and Kerry drew with Treaty 1-1. Athlone Town continue to struggle. The men's team certainly, not the women's team at the moment. They lost 2-1 to UCD. Now Shelburne and Lingfield are on course to meet again in Europe following yesterday's draw. If Shells lose to the Croatian champions Rijeka in the Europa League this week, they'll drop down and play the winner of Lingfield and Vinnecour of the Faroe Islands in a playoff place. So a very strong possibility of this happening. Not writing off Shelburne's chances this week at all and next week in the second leg. But that is looking very, very likely. And they'd be playing off for a place in the group stages of the Conference League. Reports suggest that qualification for this group stages could be worth well over €3 million. Dan Sheehan's been suspended for 4 matches following his challenge on Australia's Tom Lynagh during the Lions' third test in Sydney. Now the sanction will be reduced to 3 games, subject to the player completing a coaching intervention course. In hockey, big week for the Irish women's hockey team. They are in Germany for the European Championships, and they will be, have it all to do in the first game. They play the Netherlands, they play Germany, the hosts as well, and France. So Katie Mullen, former captain for them, she has been speaking to Siobhan Madigan about the challenge of facing this European Championships and hoping to progress to the last four.
This is going to be Europeans number 6 for me. We've never cracked it. The highest we finished is 5th, but we've never made that semi-final. So that's a big motivator for me and for the rest of the team. I was just explaining that to the girls the other day, and the journey we've gone on in each Europeans. It's the hardest continental games by far because of A, the standard of hockey. You've got so many top 10 teams in the European continent. And then the other thing is the setup of the tournament. So you have to finish top 2 in your pool. So that means, you know, for us, it means, you know, definitely beating a nation ranked a good bit higher than us. So that's the challenge. And we're ready for it now. We've had a lot of practice games and just looking forward to getting going now.
To get a mini-series win over Spain on the eve of the championship is huge as well.
Yeah, it's huge. And you know what? It's been the greatest pleasure to play these games here in Dublin. I can't remember the last time Spain came over and played us. It's been brilliant to have these games here on home soil, get a bit of a crowd around the pitch just to drum up a bit of momentum going into next week, and it's just fantastic that RTE are showing the games live throughout the Europeans tournament. It's so important for our sport and for the growth of our sport, and to show young girls, like, you know, there it is, the European Championships on a Mönchengladbach, and there's where you set the dream in your head as a young girl to aim for.
And how much have you seen about Germany? Because it looks on paper, going into the championship, the group will be decided in that game.
Yeah, I think Germany's a really important game for us. We used to play the Germans quite a lot, and we haven't played them in the last 18 months so much. So they've had a lot of retirements. Their team's very, very different. So we've been watching them closely in the Pro League. I think there's opportunity. One thing I've noticed is the Europeans immediately after the Olympics, so last year's Olympic Games, that the next Europeans is always an exciting one because people don't know each other as well. There's been retirements, there's new players, there's changes of coaches, there's all these different variables that you find that's within 12 months of an Olympics, and it won't disappoint, I can guarantee you that.
Let's hope Katie's right. She'll earn her 250th cap with the Irish team this year. So all those games live on RTE over the course of the tournament.
Darren, thank you. 7:42.